Greetings and welcome to the Lectio Divina podcast, where we use the ancient practice of Lectio Divina to help us meditate and pray with a piece of scripture from the lectionary each week. This week we will be meditating with Mark 16, 1 through 8 for Easter Sunday, 2015. As a way to shift gears and center ourselves, I read Simone Weil from the book Waiting for God, as found in my meditation and prayer guide, A Guide to Prayer for Ministers and Other Servants. Simone Weil. God created through love and for love. God did not create anything except love itself and the means to love. He created love in all its forms. He created beings capable of love from all possible distances. Because no other could do it, he himself went to the greatest possible distance, the infinite distance, the infinite distance between God and God. This supreme tearing apart, this agony beyond all others, this marvel of love, is the crucifixion. Nothing can be further from God than that which has been made accursed. This tearing apart, over which supreme love places the bond of supreme union, echoes perpetually across the universe in the midst of the silence, like two notes, separate yet melding into one, like pure and heart-rending harmony. This is the word of God. The whole creation is nothing but its vibration. When human music is in its greatest purity, pierces our soul, this is what we hear through it. When we have learned to hear the silence, this is what we grasp more distinctly through it. Those who persevere in love hear this note from the very lowest depths into which affliction has thrust them. From that moment, they can no longer have any doubt. Men struck down by affliction are at the foot of the cross, almost at the greatest possible distance from God. It must not be thought that sin is a greater distance. Sin is not a distance. It is a turning of our gaze in the wrong direction. Perhaps our pondering, meditating, praying, and being silent in response and repose to Scripture is our chance to hear the two notes, supreme love in two forms, highest beauty and lowest affliction, being melded into one in response to the crucifixion. We are invited to enter this story this week. I invite you now to close your eyes. Draw in some good long breaths through your nose. Just breathe deeply. Turn towards God in the silence. State your intention for this time to the Spirit who made you.
Oh, Christian. Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy.
I'll be reading the text three times today, and I invite you to just become acquainted with the words the first time. Reading from the Message Bible. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they could embalm him. Very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. They worried out loud to each other, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" Then they looked up, saw that it had been rolled back. It was a huge stone, and walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed all in white. They were completely taken aback, astonished. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed on the cross. He's been raised up. He's here no longer. You can see for yourselves that the place is empty. Now, on your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there, exactly as he said." They got out as fast as they could, beside themselves, their heads swimming. Stunned, they said nothing to anyone. I'll read the text two more times. And I invite you to hear, notice if there's a word, phrase, or an image that stays with you as a gift from God. Notice a word, phrase, or an image. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they could embalm him. Very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. They worried out loud to each other, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" Then they looked up, saw that it had been rolled back. It was a huge stone, and walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed all in white. They were completely taken aback, astonished. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed on the cross. He's been raised up. He's here no longer. You can see for yourselves that the place is empty. Now, on your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there exactly as he said." They got out as fast as they could, beside themselves, their heads swimming. Stunned, they said nothing to anyone. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they could embalm him. Very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. They worried out loud to each other, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" Then they looked up, saw that it had been rolled back. It was a huge stone, and walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed all in white. They were completely taken aback, astonished. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed on the cross. He's been raised up. He's here no longer. You can see for yourselves that the place is empty. Now, on your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there, exactly as he said." They got out as fast as they could, beside themselves, their heads swimming. Stunned, they said nothing to anyone. The invitation is before you now to meditate upon what was given, if something was given, a word or a phrase or an image. Stay with it. No running off. Digest it. See what this gift is for you specifically, right there in your skin. In your situation, specifically in your family, friends, work, neighborhood, what is this gift meant for in your life? Stay with it. Ask God's guidance in this. And then conclude your time with some open-ended time of silence, sitting still between the two notes of beauty and anguish, simply being silent. I pray blessings upon you this Holy Week, and for a beautiful new beginning in Easter. Let me hear from you, who you are, how it is that you are experiencing God through this prayer time and these meditations. It makes my work more meaningful when I hear from you. God's peace and blessings.